Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Legacy Fund. This morning, I tell you, we are so glad to welcome this author. It has been a year, has it not? And I see an enthusiasm about the winter solstice and the lengthening of the days and the coming of the light that maybe we haven't felt in years previous. So if you want to celebrate the upcoming solstice, here's your book. It's called On the Shortest Day, and Laura Salentich Fredrickson is the author, and she joins us this morning to talk about it a little bit. Hey, Laura, good morning, and thanks so much for being our guest.
Well, thank you for including me.
Now, obviously, you wrote this book before we went through 2020, and you knew how much we were going to need the return of the light. But talk about what prompted coming up with this book in the first place.
Well, actually, it's a combination. My dad's birthday once landed on the shortest day, and I was in elementary school, and as a kid, we weren't allowed to stay out late when it got dark, so I always thought he always had the shortest opportunity to celebrate his birthday in the daylight. And as I got older, I realized what the advantage of that was. The next day would be a little longer and a little longer, so if you could get through that, you could, you know, see more sunlight. And I also have a daughter who loves winter, so I combined both of them, her love of winter and knowing that the days were going to brighten up little by little and you could play out in the snow a little longer each day.
Nice. So talk about some of the things that you celebrate in your book, On the Shortest Day.
Well, it's a celebration of nature, of being outside, of finding those others that are enjoying the winter. My family lived on a slough down on the backwaters of the Mississippi River in Minnesota, and we would go out there and we would go skating and we would play around the muskrat mounds looking to see if they'd come up, which of course they wouldn't because we had three dogs with us. And we'd see the deer walking by every now and then. So it's just enjoying what's out there, spending time with family, and being out in the snow.
Ironically, many families, perhaps, have done the very same thing this year. Maybe families have the opportunity to spend a little bit more time together during the week than they would have normally. And of course, if you're trying to stay in your family group, but you're trying not to go stir crazy in the four walls, you're maybe trying to get out with your family to do a little bit of exploring. So in a sense, the book came along at kind of the perfect time.
And it was our life. I mean, that's what we would do in the winter because living on a slough, it expanded our backyard where we could do more exploring safely. The ice was frozen, and we could adventure out in areas that we never could in the summer. So I agree. It's a nice way to be out with your family and learn about your environment.
Laura, the book is absolutely exquisite. I'm always fascinated to ask authors about the process of working with the illustrator. Some authors are really, really involved and tightly knit, and it's a kind of a collaboration all along the way. In other instances, the author, in essence, surrenders their manuscript, and the illustrator takes over from there. And the author is as surprised and delighted as everybody else when the book is published and they see the finished product. How did you work with your illustrator on this book? Lori Capel is her name.
Correct. I was very fortunate. Lori Capel came to my community in January 3 years ago, almost 4, and she and I walked down to the slough, the exact place where my family and I would explore. And we walked around, and we talked for a while, and then I left her there because she wanted to do more exploring. And she nailed it. Matter of fact, when I showed my daughter the book when it first came out, she said, "That's our slough." So, I mean, she did an amazing job. And so I was very fortunate that Shannon Penfeather was able to connect us. And she also recommended Lori for this project. And I am so pleasantly surprised, but yet not surprised. I knew it would work out well with Lori Capel.
Sometimes when a book comes completely from the author's imagination, that must be a lot more difficult because there isn't a physical place that you can bring the illustrator and you can say, you know, I've set my story mentally here in this place. Mm-hmm. And so that sounds like that could potentially be a lot more complicated. But you obviously had a wonderful experience with that because she was able to capture the magic of the exact place that you had in mind.
Exactly. It just confirmed everything that I had in my mind, but even more. It was even more vivid.
Well, so I love the idea about the time that perhaps young folks are getting impatient waiting for the holidays and also impatient with the dark, that mm-hmm. you could sit down perhaps and read this book with them and then make a plan to go out and celebrate that shortest day of the year and maybe do something special. Get outside, do a little bit of poking around, whether it's a local park or whatever wild area might be available to you. I love the idea that now we have a special book to mark a special turning point in our year.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I hope others feel that way, too.
And Laura, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to have you on the air.
Well, and thank you for asking me. I appreciate talking about my book, so thank you.
Laura Salentich Fredrickson is the author of a beautiful book called On the Shortest Day. It was illustrated by Lori Capel, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.